this group. And then the next thing we did, which was in 1955, Art Tatum had a trio at Storyville, and I really wanted the Tatum solo, you know, that guitar and bass. It's a fine, you know, but wanted to hear him. And so we propositioned him, and that turned out to be something that he immediately responded to. So we, you know, made sure that we got the best piano on campus and had it tuned to a T and everything. And I wrote a piece about him. And so anyway, then the concert was terrific. Actually, Machito was in town, and he came, and the Father O'Connor, who later became the famous jazz priest, he was there, and Tatum, of course, played wonderfully. And then when we took him back to Boston, and, of course, you know, thanked him profusely, he then said, and this was something that I think jolted me and gave me maybe in the back of my mind the thought that I might want to get involved in this kind of thing. He said, well, he said, you know, I want to thank you because this is the first time I've done a solo concert all by myself. What he meant by that was that he had, of course, performed publicly solo piano before, but always as part of a program where there were other attractions. 1955 is a year before his death. It's astonishing. You know. So anyway, the next day, this was a Saturday, the next day, they had a thing at Storyville on Sunday afternoons where they would have both groups from both clubs, you know, and it would end with a so-called jam session. And it so happened that the attraction of Mahogany Hall, he was there for about a month or so, and I saw him more than once, it was Sidney Bechet. They had a terrific band down there with Doc Cheatham on trumpet and very good local drummer, Buzzy Druten, and Claude Hopkins on piano and so. But in this case, what the jam session was Bechet and Tatum playing together. Mm. And I remember they played Lady Be Good, and Tatum played some stride that you wouldn't believe, you know, and Bechet was absolutely wonderful. So that, you know, that was kind of my debut.